This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Authentic, real English.
From BBC Learning English.
欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目。我是 Helen, 和我在一起的还有我的同事 Rob。Good to see you, Rob. How was your holiday to sunny Spain?
It was fantastic, thanks. The sun, the beach, the sea, the food and the people. It was perfect.How about you, Helen? Did you manage to get away for the weekend?
We had a good start to our weekend at the seaside, but it was just awful on the way back.
Oh dear, well, what happened?
We decided to drive down instead of getting the train.
Well, with a car, you can explore the coast easily, but the train can be less stressful.
The return journey was absolutely crazy. So many people going back to London after the weekend.
So the traffic was bumper to bumper.
Bumper to bumper? No, we weren't that close to the car in front. 我是很注意安全的。两辆车之间要保持两秒的车距才行呢。
Well, I didn't mean it literally. When there's lots of traffic on the road and it's moving very slowly, or not at all, the front of one car is almost touching the back of another one. So we say it's bumper to bumper.
Oh, I see.Bumper to bumper 这个表达就是说一辆汽车紧接着另一辆汽车，前后的保险杠都要快碰上了。这可以用来形容交通非常堵塞，行驶缓慢，几乎不动了。
Well, it was like that. We were not moving at all on one stretch of the motorway. A 90-minute journey in the end took us 5 hours.
Oh, poor you. It's so frustrating, isn't it? The expression bumper to bumper is heard a lot on travel reports on the radio.Here are some examples.
Traffic on the northbound A12 near Greenwich Junction is bumper to bumper. Best to avoid the area if you can. The approach to the Dartford Tunnel southbound entrance is bumper to bumper. Expect severe delays.
Oh, thanks for explaining this. So it was bumper to bumper for us all the way home.
You got it. Maybe you'll take the train next time.
Oh, I think I might, or I might try to avoid the rush hour traffic.
Or you could stay at home.
Ah, good advice, Rob.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Authentic Real English.
From the BBC.